From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Members of the U.S. House are paying tribute to their colleague, Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who remains in critical condition in Tucson with a gunshot wound to the head. Today, House Speaker John Boehner opened a session to honor Giffords and the 19 other victims of Saturday's shooting, six of whom were killed.
What this institution needs right now is strength, holy and uplifting strength. The strength to grieve with the families of the fallen, to pray for the wounded, and to chart a way forward no matter how painful and difficult it may be.
The President and First Lady leave for Tucson within hours to attend a memorial service for the fallen. Buzz Conover from member station KUAZ reports thousands of other people are also expected to be there.
The service on the University of Arizona campus began as a way to bring the Tucson community together. University of Arizona President Dr. Robert Shelton says the event featuring the president as well as other state and federal officials will show what Tucson is made of.
What I hope to get out of this event is one small step to show to ourselves, to show even beyond the boundaries of Tucson, Arizona, the strengths of diversity in this community.
The venue for the ceremony holds 12,000 people. Organizers are planning for an overflow crowd. For NPR News, I'm Buzz Conover in Tucson, Arizona.
Sarah Palin is taking aim at those who accuse her of fanning the political rhetoric that some blame for Saturday's shooting rampage in Arizona. In a video posted on her Facebook page, the GOP's former vice presidential candidate describes as blood libel any suggestion that the political climate played a role in the attempted assassination of Representative Giffords. Again, she was among 14 injured and six people were killed. In other news, a blizzard is forecast to dump more than a foot of snow on parts of New England before it's done today. NPR's Tovia Smith reports a storm's already left tens of thousands of people without power.
It's a classic nor'easter with a bit of a light show and sound effects. Peter Judge is from the state's Emergency Management Agency.
We've had some thunder snow, they call it, which in addition to being, you know, cool sounding and having thunder and lightning with it, you know, during that period of time, the snow is coming down at 2, 3, 4 inches an hour. So, you know, that's been problematic.
Parts of western Massachusetts could see 30 inches before the storm dies down. Rising temperatures mean it's a heavy snow that's falling, and so are trees and power lines. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
U.S. stocks are gaining momentum. At last check, the Dow was up 0.8% at 11,769. The NASDAQ up 17 points at 2734. This is NPR News. Downtown Brisbane, Australia, is described as a virtual ghost town. Just about everyone's evacuated the area, where many buildings are said to be underwater as residents wait for the Brisbane River to crest. Other parts of the northeastern state of Queensland are also inundated. At least 22 people have been killed. More than 40 have been missing since the rains and floods began in November. Russian officials are releasing results of their investigation into a plane crash last spring that killed Poland's president, as well as senior military and political leaders. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports that officials say the Polish aircraft crew was pressured to land in bad weather by a commander who'd been drinking.
Russia's Interstate Aviation Commission's report says the head of Poland's Air Force was in the cockpit and pressured the pilots to land in Smolensk, Russia, despite terrible weather and warnings from Russian air traffic controllers to divert the aircraft. No one survived the crash, which killed Polish President Lech Kaczynski and 95 others. An autopsy, the report says, shows the Air Force commander was intoxicated, with a blood alcohol level elevated enough to impair his judgment. On the flight recording, a crew member says, "He'll get mad," referring to the president and plans to divert the plane. Polish officials last year rejected a draft report and called for revisions. A spokesman today said Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk would not cut short his Italian vacation to read the report. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
A suicide bomber has struck again in northwest Pakistan. The attack against a police station and an adjoining mosque killed at least 11 people and reportedly injured more than 30 other people in the region today. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.